Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The right fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Casale. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jerry Casale. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Casale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers takes first base on ball four. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Sievers moves to second. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Smith reaches second base with a double. Sievers scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is hit by the pitch. Tasby moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tasby scores. Geiger moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Geiger moves to third. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn bunts towards the mound. Casale fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Button reaches second base with a double. Runnels moves to third. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale strikes out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Geiger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Runnels is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Button takes first base on ball 4. Boone moves to second. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale is 0 for 1 in the game. Casale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 1 in the game. Freeze hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Freeze reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Early Win is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Win is 0 for 0 in the game. Win bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Freeze moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Freeze tags and scores. Aparicio tags and moves to third. One out. It's 4-2, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Button fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Geiger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Malzone. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Freeze hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone fields it and throws to home to get Smith. Freeze moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Early Win is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Win is 0-for-0 in the game. Win takes first base on ball 4. Freeze moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Sievers goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, White Sox. Tom Borland now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to third. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Freeze hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Smith moves to second. It's 8-3, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. Freeze moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. It's 9-3, White Sox. Earl Wilson now pitching. Early Win is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Win is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Win is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freeze scores. Aparicio scores. It's 11-3, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Button hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tasby hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-4 in the game. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-3, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Geiger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-3 in the game. Nixon hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy now playing left field. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Freeze hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hardy. Freeze reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson juggles the ball. That's an error on Wilson. Freeze moves to third. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Freeze scores. Aparicio moves to third. Wynn moves to second. It's 13-3, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. Wynn moves to third. Landis moves to second. 2 outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a pop-up towards short. Budden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Budden takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Earl Wilson. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tasby hits a pop-up towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Wills now pitching. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Severs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Severs moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 4 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Freeze hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 16-3, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Budden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 16, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-4 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 16, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.